I'm usually not lost for words, but I am in a sense there's an emotion going on and a feeling. I lost a nephew in this place, 45 years of age. And I want to thank the team here because of your presentation. You did a thing for Lester Ross, who was 45 years of age, died here. And I want to thank the people for that effort that was put in, because it was actually something really special at the coroner's court down there. And we played the thing to the people.
Yeah.
So that was something really special. But I just want to acknowledge a lot of the older folk. And it's really funny because some of the stuff my old people were talking to me, I'm now talking to the younger ones about the same thing. And we're carrying that message on. And, you know, I want to acknowledge those past and present elders too that have gone before us and have showed us the way, have done so many really positive things. And I'm here as a result of that sort of attitude of some of our elders out there. So we got to keep looking forward. We got to keep making decisions that impact on ourselves, but other people as well around us. And we can do that. And when I look at some of this stuff and look at our language and look at, I can look at all the stuff that we've lost, but I think we've got each other. We've got each other. And we've got an inner strength, I think. I don't think, I know. We have an inner strength within all of us that can help us to go forward and be the change agents in our community. So I just want to pass it on to the younger one and the younger people with us that, you know, we can do it. We can do it. There's no question about that. And I want our people listening to us and each of us here in this room that we can take hold of that and we can say, that may seem an impossible thing, but I've got news for you. It is possible that we can get through it and get over it and keep on going.